Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vibor Steel Tubes Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today, representing Vibor Steel Tubes Limited, Mr. Vijay Kaushik, Chairman, and Mr. Vibor Kaushik, Managing Director of the company. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Incorporated in 2003, Vibor Steel Tubes Limited is a manufacturer and exporter of mild steel, carbon steel, ERW black and galvanized pipes, hollow steel pipes, cold rolled steel strips, coils. The company also manufactures crash barriers which are widely used on medians, shoulders, verges and high embankments. VSTL is promoted by Mr. Vijay Kaushik, a first-generation entrepreneur with a rich experience of more than four decades in the manufacturing sector. Mr. Vibor Kaushik joined the company in 2006, and under his leadership, the company has expanded its capacity by 19-fold. VSTL promoters are ably supported by a highly skilled and experienced team of 600-plus people. VSTL has two manufacturing units, each in Telangana and Maharashtra, with a total installed capacity of 2,21,000 metric ton per annum. VSTL has a wide product profile comprising electric resistance welded pipes, hot dipped galvanized pipes, hollow section tubes and crash barriers, amongst others. The products find applications across multiple sectors including agriculture, oil and gas, automobile, telecom, etc. The company went public in February 2024. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vibor Kaushik from Vibor Steel Tubes Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
I welcome everyone. Currently, I'm calling. I am on this call from China. I had come here for an inspection of some machines that we have ordered for our upcoming project in Jharsuguda in Odisha. The plant in Odisha, we is taking a lot of our focus. We are in expansion mode, and this plant, tube mills, two tube mills and government and the stretching line should start as soon as we get the electrical. The project is completed. Two tube mills and stretching line is completed. We are waiting for electricals to come, and then we will start our production. We are hoping that will happen within 1 month period of time. And apart from that, I want to tell that Mumbai plant and Hyderabad plant both are running at optimal level, and especially in Hyderabad, besides the steel, besides the pipe and crash barrier, I like to let everybody know that we have also started transmission line, and we have procured orders as well. There are two orders that we have procured. The total order this point in time in Hyderabad is 650 tons for transmission line. The reason I'm pointing it out is to let all the investors be aware that besides steel pipes and galvanized pipes, earlier we had introduced crash barriers, highway guardrails, which is showing a steady growth. Apart from that, in Hyderabad now, we have also started power transmission line, which is a conventional angle-based power transmission. So this is something I'm very excited to share with all the investors that we have successfully entered into this field as well. And about Jharsuguda, besides steel pipes, black and galvanized, as soon as the electricity comes in, which is in another, hopefully in another 20 days to 1 month, we shall also start other products, same that we have introduced in Hyderabad, which is highway crash barrier, highway guardrail and crash barrier, power transmission line. And apart from these two new products, we shall also be introducing another domain, which is octagon pole and high mast pole, which are used in these are hybrid products. They are used in useful lighting systems. And also that should all these three new product, crash barrier, pole, and power transmission line, conventional power transmission line, they should all start together by the end of December, hopefully by the end of December in Jharsuguda. All the machines we have ordered, they are on their way. Some machines are reaching in the middle of, by the end of this month, and some are reaching by the beginning of December. These machines are all focused for the extension that we are doing in different areas, as I mentioned, highway guardrail, power transmission line, and octagon. And apart from that, I also would like to inform that we have successfully placed order for machinery for monopole, which is a power transmission new technology. It is a shift from conventional transmission line, which is angle-based, to a new method of transferring the power through a pole system, which requires very less space and is much more effective. That machinery ordered is placed. We are expecting that machinery to arrive in our Jharsuguda plant next year by April. So that is another domain we shall be entering next year. But as for right now, I can say that successfully by the end of December in Jharsuguda, besides steel pipes and galvanized pipes, highway crash barrier, power transmission, and pole, all of them shall start at the same time. These products have a lot of demand in India, and they have, besides the demand, they have high margins as well. So we are really looking forward to it. The company is exhibiting these products in various exhibitions this year, and we are getting phenomenal responses, and I'm very hopeful and very positive that this should take us very less time to capture the market, and Jharsuguda shall be very fruitful because we are very close to the steel manufacturers, so our raw material procurement is very easy, and all these products that we are introducing is viable to be able to cater to pan-India level, not just locally, because our steel, we are going to be sitting very close to our raw material supplier, so our logistic cost for raw material will be minimal, and that will give us advantage to cater and send this material to all the directions in India. So this is what I wanted to let all the investors know, that what we promised earlier in February, that we are putting up a plant. The plant is, I would say, 70-75% already installed in Jharsuguda. Once the power line, which is also very close, government contractors are working at it. They are installing the pole and cable, so that we will get So the power will come, and what we promised in February, we shall be delivering in December now. The plant should be running along with it, all the expansions, as I have explained. Thank you.
Do you want me to begin the question and answer session?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. As there are no questions in the queue, I hand over the conference to Mr. Vibhor Kaushik for closing comments. Over to you.
Hello.
Yes.
Mr. Vijay Kaushik is also present, and so it is a coincidence that last time also I was in China when we had a meeting like this, and that time also I had come to inspect some machines, and those machines have arrived. I would like to inform that this year, because of the central election, the demand, the projects and the government, everything has been slow, which has reflected in quarter one and quarter two. However, having said that, it is important that I highlight that in the month of October, we had seen everything mostly coming back to its original normal self that happened last October last year. Our sales have picked up in October, and that has been reflected in our production also, production value, production quantity, and our dispatch value and dispatch quantity as well. So we are hopeful and we are positive that the demand is now going to be very steady for our steel pipe and black and galvanized for quarter three and quarter four. And along with that, crash barrier, the new product has already picked up. We are hitting a constant average of anywhere between 500 tons to 800 tons in a month, and we are expecting this to increase because now more and more road contractors are getting aware of our presence in the market, and they are getting aware of the product that we are making and our quality. So that is expecting in quarter three and quarter four. There are steel pipe, black and galvanized, both shall pick. And apart from that, crash barrier shall also see, because quarter three and quarter four, the contractors have targets to complete by the end of the year. So we should see growth in both of this. Apart from that, transmission line is already, as I said, we already have more than 500 tons of order. So this means that the market has a lot of demand. As they are entertaining us, we have just entered in the market, and yet we've been able to capture orders in the market. So this is all evident that the market has very heavy demand for all the new products that we have come up with. And we are very positively looking for quarter three and quarter four for all our product that has existed and all the new products that are coming up. Thank you very much.
We have one question. I'll
leave
that.
Before export, increase by 300, 400 ton per increase of export, GI price.
Yes.
Export
has also increased.
We have one question in the queue. Should I take him?
Please.
We have a question from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Sorry.
Yeah, so just you mentioned you're adding these new product lines, correct? You're introducing the transmission lines, and then you also mentioned something about a monopole. So when will that be starting?
The monopole has a few set of equipments that are required. The name of those equipments are plasma cutters, press brake, and pole closing. Now, plasma cutter we have already procured, that has arrived in our factory. It's currently going under installation. Pole close has also been purchased, and it's currently getting installed. Press brake, which is the main item, that is the reason why I'm in China. We've just placed the order for it. We're expecting this machine to arrive in India in April. So we can say that by May or June, this domain we should be able to enter successfully. It also requires galvanized setup, which we already have up to a certain diameter. Higher than that, we shall be installing. But the first phase of monopole, I am expecting to start somewhere in June next year.
Can you also please highlight again what is the use for this monopole? Like, where is it used most, and how will it benefit us?
Most of the power transmission in India and also around the world has happened in a conventional setup, which uses angles. You must have seen on highways, they have four legs. They are big structures that carries electricity grid. Now those structures take up a lot of space. They look like a big robots with arms, because those arms are the they are holding the cables together for transmission. The problem is that is been going on for quite a while, but the problem with that setup is it takes a lot of space. So now when the land is getting more expensive, it is the need of the hour that we look for a replacement of a structure that will take up a very less space. So that's when the monopole comes in. Monopole is a cylindrical body. It's like a pipe, but it's made on a different way. It's made on a press brake. It's circular in structure, and it takes maybe half of the space of what angle-based transmission line would take. And its weight is also less than angle-based, so it's a profitable in both sense, in the amount of space it takes and also amount of tonnage it requires. So this is what monopole is. It's used in all transmission lines from 33 kV at 133 to all the way up to 700. India is still growing. There are not too many players who have entered this domain as yet, but there is a certain demand. I was at the exhibition, and a lot of contractors approached us, and they were hoping that we start as soon as possible because we already have our experience with galvanizing. So this is what a monopole is. It's for the transmission of the power, and it's a take from conventional way to a modern way, which requires less space and it's more effective.
Okay, yeah, I just googled the monopole.
Mr. Shah, can you hear me?
Yes.
So that's one thing Mr. Vibhor has told you. The other aspect is this, that जो फार्मर लैंड से चीज गुजरती है तो फार्मर ऑब्जेक्ट करते हैं बहुत ज्यादा इस पर, और ये मोनोपोल लाइन जो है रोड के साथ साथ इंस्टॉल की जा सकती है वन सिटी टू अनदर सिटी. एंड यू हैव, इफ यू आर अवेयर ऑफ दिस थिंग, यू हैव वॉच ऑल्सो रोड साइड के साथ साथ बहुत बड़े बड़े पोल लगे हुए हैं जिनके तीन तीन लाइने चलती है, ताकि स्ट्रक्चर पे चलता है. तो ये जो है, इसके गवर्नमेंट बहुत जल्दी इसको लाइन को बना सकती है, खेल सकती है, जा सकती है, कम खर्चे में जा सकती है. फार्मर्स की लैंड को, फार्मर्स का ऑब्जेक्शन नहीं मिलेगा तो रोड के साथ बहुत जल्दी ये ट्रांसमिशन लाइन जा सकती है कहीं से कहीं भी. तो ये बड़ा फायदा है इस मोनोपोल का, जो कि इंडिया में अभी लॉन्च हुआ है. बहुत थोड़ी जगह देखेंगे आप, जब सिटी से गुजरते हैं आप नोएडा की तरफ से जा रहे होंगे तो यू कैन वॉच दिस मोनोपोल. हैदराबाद में भी जब सिटी से गुजरते हैं तो यू कैन वॉच दिस मोनोपोल. तो ये इजी हो जाएगा, क्योंकि अभी भी हिंदुस्तान में जो बिजली बनती है वो बनती है साउथ में, बिजली बनती है कोल माइंस के पास. कोल माइंस के पास बिजली बनेगी तो ट्रांसमिशन लाइन बहुत जल्दी इंडिया के अंदर डेवलप करनी पड़ेगी, और ये मोनोपोल उसके अंदर बहुत बड़ा सहारा बनेगा, जिसको इजीली एक ट्रांसमिशन लाइन खींची जा सकती है बहुत जल्दी. तो ये सब चीजें देख के हम ये मोनोपोल लाइन में गए.
हाँ सर, ये मैंने गूगल भी किया तो मैं देख रहा हूँ कि ये काफी इफेक्टिव लग रहा है. बट सो फिलहाल तो अपने बिजनेस में वी कांट कंसिडर इट एज यू नो मेजर कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटर. करेक्ट,
आने वाले समय में
आएगा.
मेरा पाइप का जो बिजनेस है, इससे कई गुना ये ज्यादा हमें आगे बेनिफिट देने वाला है ये प्रोजेक्ट.
सो यू थिंक दिस कैन बी बिगर देन आवर कोर बिजनेस ऑफ ऑल गैल्वेनाइज्ड पाइप्स एंड
या.
अच्छा, सो अभी फिलहाल इसको साइड में रख दिया, इफ यू डोंट कंसीडर दिस एज ऑफ नाउ. सो एट व्हाट ग्रोथ परसेंटेज डू यू थिंक योर द रिमेंडर ऑफ द बिजनेस कैन ग्रो, द पाइप आपने बोला एक और पावर ट्रांसमिशन एंड द क्रैश बैरियर्स.
ट्रांसमिशन लाइन की 2 महीना हुआ है हमें स्टार्ट किए हुए, एंड वी हैव ऑर्डर, हमारे पास ऑर्डर है 600 के आसपास टन के. वी ऑलरेडी सप्लाइड 10 टन, एक ट्रक गया भी है अभी, 2 महीने से स्टार्ट हुआ है खाबाद में, और अभी झारसुगुड़ा में तो स्टार्ट होगा. तो इसके अंदर मार्जिन बहुत है, GI है सारा, पूरा GI स्ट्रक्चर है. वी हैव पुट अप अनदर GI इन हैदराबाद बस लास्ट मंथ, जिसके अंदर ये पूरा स्ट्रक्चर ही होगा जो एंगल चैनल. तो उसके डिमांड इसकी पूरी नहीं कर पा रहे इंडिया में, क्योंकि प्लांट लगे हुए हैं कलकत्ता में साइड में, एक जगह है बस, ये स्कीपर है एंड उत्कृष्ट है, ये ज्यादा बनाते हैं. जो मेनली जो प्रोड्यूसर है वे 2 ही है. तो हमारा आने के बाद हैदराबाद से साउथ वगैरह सप्लाई हो रहा है, और इवन इन नॉर्थ वी आर गेटिंग ऑर्डर फ्रॉम नॉर्थ साइड, और एंगल आता है शिमला से. नाउ वी आर गेटिंग फ्रॉम रायपुर ऑल्सो. तो ये सब चीजें हैं जो नई चीजें हैं और बहुत अच्छी है, जिनके अंदर मार्जिन है. पाइप को तो क्वांटिटी बेस्ड है, पाइप क्वांटिटी जितनी ज्यादा बनाओगे उतना बचेगा, ये थोड़ा भी बनाओगे तो भी बचेगा, इसके अंदर मार्जिन बहुत है. यानी रॉ मेटेरियल 50 रुपए और
impact aaya margins pe matlab positively aap kyunki abhi aap is quarter mein to gir gaye
hai dekhiye meri baat suniye abhi hum calculation batayenge to aapko 5 rupaye kilo 7 rupaye kilo ye bas price hai transmission aur jo pipe mein basta hai 3 rupaye gi karne mein this is the cost
mr cha let me step in about the margins and the contribution what is going to make. See, in pipe, the model is that we have to keep a lot in stock. So price variation and everything becomes a part of it. It becomes a factor. In this, it is order-based. We get order, then we get the raw material, and then we process it. So our profit at the time of when we quote it to any of the customer, it remains same. There is no major variable factors in it because we have already considered raw material prices and we have already considered galvanizing prices and everything. In terms of the volume, if we look at turnover, will always be high for pipe because the volume of pipe will always be more. We have two plants, Bombay and Hyderabad, where we are using, we're making pipe. Third, Jharsuguda, which is, I sometimes feel, is a bigger market for everything, for pipe also. So the pipe contribution from Jharsuguda will also be significantly high. So in terms of the top line, if you see, pipe will always have more. But in terms of a bottom line, if you see, when we do a breakup in the future, because this is right now, we just entered, so there's not much data for us to show. But in the future, you'll see that our bottom line contribution from these other products is going to be significantly higher than pipe. And in terms of how much, it's variable, but you can consider it at least 2% higher than what it generally reflects in pipe. More than that. But at this point in time, you can consider 2%.
Okay. So overall, on an annual basis, are you able to guide for a certain revenue growth?
Yes, so now we are expecting in quarter 3 and quarter 4, there will be revenue growth. The reason for the revenue growth will be, one, market has come back to normal. The election time is over, although there is election going on in Maharashtra, but now that is also over. So government, and plus this is the end, quarter 3, quarter 4, always see all the targets has to be completed. So the growth will always be higher number, and more importantly, Jharsuguda. An entire new area where we don't supply is coming up for the last quarter at least. So definitely the revenue turnover will increase only from the pipe, if we talk only about the pipe. But apart from pipe, there will be revenue growth from all these new products as well. That will definitely show because we have orders in hand, we're executing it right now. So they will definitely show in quarter 3 and quarter 4.
Okay, since your H1, you saw a degrowth in both the quarters, do you think H2 will more than make compensate for it and you will see an overall annual growth over FY24?
See, if we this is something I highlighted last time also. If we leave the COVID time, that era, and we go a little back, the industry has always been pre-Diwali and post-Diwali. Pre-Diwali, the numbers are always a little stressed, and after that, the numbers become better. The reason for that is that everyone has a project, everyone has a timeline to complete. So the growth starts to see. The same thing is happening with the steel pipe prices also. Prices are going up. The reason why it's going up is because the same trend which has been going on for years has now come back because the COVID era was different, so I don't talk about that. But otherwise, this has been the trend, and if we go by the trend, which we've already seen in October, which we're seeing now also, in November also, the prices are going north for raw materials. So yes, our growth, the margins will come back, our turnover will also increase. And the turnover will also increase because of all the new product line and the new area where we're going to cater. Which is northeast of India.
Okay, sir. So from what I understand, I think H2 will be much better and FY26 will be a game changer for both revenue and margins.
we are very positive on that because we are seeing a lot of positive response on the market, and we've really entered into this domain. So yes, what you have understood is, and I'm glad that we've been able to translate it to you, and I think you've understood exactly what we are doing and how we are implementing it. Thank you.
Got it. So looking forward to it, and all the best.
Thank you.
Vibhor sir, any closing comments from your end?
I'm on the way right now to the airport. My job in China is finally finished, and I think all the machines and all the systems that we've ordered, most of them are coming. The only thing that is left, which is Monopole, as I was discussing with Mr. Shah, that machine order is placed. So now all my energy will be in India. We shall be running this new plant in time, hopefully in the next 20 to 25 days, the first phase of the production will start, which is a smaller diameter pipe. And then in another 40 to 45 days, full-fledged, we are hoping to start Jharsuguda. So in December, hopefully the numbers from Jharsuguda in our top line revenue and shall start reflecting, and we are really looking forward to it. Apart from that, all the expansion that we've been doing from February to now, I am glad to announce that the crash barrier has been successfully hitting an average of 500 to 600 tons every month. And I'm glad to announce that the new domain of transmission line has already got us ordered, which shows that there's a lot of demand in India. And if there are players who are doing galvanizing and they're known for quality such as us, we get good response and good orders already. And we're really looking forward to catering to all these new sectors that we've entered, and that shall show in both our top line and bottom line in quarter three and quarter four, and definitely in the coming year ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management team. On behalf of Vibhor Steel Tubes Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.